It's on page 600. I'm going to need someone to be Amos. Needs to be able to read nice and clearly. I think, Peter, I'd like you to come be Amos for me. All right, Amos was God's prophet. He had to speak God's word, and what he said was very, very important. We're going to read Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and this is what it's going to say. Let me just put this up for you. God is our judge, and he will judge his people for their sins. When Amos spoke, nobody liked it. Nobody was happy with it. It was very, very hard to hear. And I'd like you to listen carefully to just verse 1 and 2 of chapter 3. And Peter is going to read them to us. Thank you, Peter. Listen carefully.
Hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all the families of earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Very well read. Okay, keep that. You can get down and go back. Thank you very much, Peter. What does God say about his people in those two verses? Parents, you might want to help your youngsters to see. The first thing he said is that he brought his people out of Egypt. That's the first thing. God brought his people out of Egypt. Do you know what they were in Egypt? They were slaves. And God rescued them out of slavery. They were a rescued people. A rescued people. Do you remember how he brought them out? Do I need that back? They were slaves building the pyramids, and they said, let us go. And Moses said that to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said no. So they had all those plagues, and God eventually rescued them. They were a rescued people. What else does God say about his people in Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2? Oh, do you know, Josh? What? That's the last thing. I'm looking for one more in between. You're a rescued people. What does he say he's done with them? Phoebe. Chosen them.
Well done.
They are a rescued and chosen people. He says, you only have I chosen out of all the people on the earth, all the families in the world. God didn't have to choose anyone. But he chose one nation, the people of Israel, to be his special people. And he rescued them and chose them and gave them everything they needed for life. Did you hear the story about the boy at school who was adopted? Some mean people were teasing him and saying nasty things about his parents. Now, the boy loved his parents, the ones who'd taken him into their family when he was two, and they loved him as one of their own. And eventually he said something to the people who were teasing him. He said, I've got something you haven't. My parents chose me. Your parents couldn't help having you. Isn't it good to be chosen? I like being chosen to play for a team. It's good to be chosen to play for a team. It's special. Well, God says to his people, not only did I rescue you, I chose you. So God's people have been rescued and chosen, but there's one more thing. One more thing. It's at the end of verse 2. Can all you parents look down at the Bible just for a minute and help the youngsters see the one thing God said he would do to his rescued and chosen people? I know Josh has got it already. So what is God going to do to his rescued and chosen people? William, that's it. He says they are sinners and that he will punish them. That's a bit of a shock, isn't it? You see, these people have been rescued and chosen, and they should have lived in a way that pleases God. But did they? They disobeyed his rules and they worshipped other gods. And God said to his rescued and chosen people, I'm going to punish you for your sin. God, who is the judge, will punish his people for their sin. And he does punish them. It doesn't happen straight away, but a few years later, God sent a nation in from the north, and it attacked the people of Israel, and it captured lots of them, and it killed lots of them, and it took them off to be slaves in another country again. God punished his rescued and chosen people. Now, what's amazing is that God is letting this happen to his own special people. Who wants to be a policeman when they grow up? Ted does. We've got one policeman in here. Who's ever met a real live policeman? Who's met one in a happy situation? Sometimes you meet policemen when they catch you doing something wrong, like driving your car too fast. I want to tell you a story about Ben. It's very hard to become a policeman, and he went to training college, and he was very good at training. It takes about a year. And then they become a police officer, and their job is to catch people who've been naughty or stolen things or done burglaries. And Ben got on very well. He was very good at catching people. And one day he was off duty and he was driving home, but he was driving too fast. And he saw a policeman on the road put his hand up and tell him to stop. And the policeman had one of those speed gun things that tells you how fast you're going. And as Ben pulled into the side of the road, he recognized the police officer who'd stopped him was a friend of his, someone he knew well. So what was this police officer going to do who'd caught Ben going 20 miles an hour too fast? Well, he was a good police officer. And he said to Ben, I'm sorry, you have broken the law and I must punish you. You must get a speeding ticket. Ben was hoping that because he was friends with the police officer, he might be let off. But he wasn't. He had to pay a fine, and he got some points on his license. He knew it was fair, because Ben is a policeman. He knew he had to be punished as well. Well, God tells his people that even though he loves them and he's chosen them, he must punish his people for their sin. What about us? Perhaps you come from a home where they read the Bible. Put your hand up if you come from a home where you've got a Bible at home. And you read the Bible. Well, you're in church, so you go to church, obviously. Perhaps you think it's okay. Do you say your prayers sometimes? Yeah, you say your prayers. You read the Bible and you go to church. Do you think God will punish you? Well, what God says is, I have rescued you, I have chosen you, and I must punish you for your sins. That is a bit frightening. And if you haven't heard how frightening that is, you haven't been listening. God says he must punish his people for their sins. That's bad news. Is there any good news? Well, the good news is this. When Amos stood up and said what he said, the punishment hadn't come yet. It was like a warning. And when a warning comes, you've got a chance to do something about it, haven't you? So if you were walking along in the middle of the road, and someone said to you, look out, you're about to be run over, what would you do? Run and get off the road, wouldn't you? You would. That's what a warning is for. Well, God is giving us a warning right now. And he says it's like listening to a lion. Can I have my Amos? Peter, can I have you again? I need you to find verse 8, everybody. You're going to listen to Amos again. Up you get? Yeah.
The time has drawn.
Say it again, nice and loud. Just in case you didn't hear Amos, let's hear it again. Verse 8.
The lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken.
Thank you. The lion, that's it, you can go, has roared. The lion has roared. What you've heard just now was like a lion roaring. If you heard a lion roaring for real this afternoon, it's hard to imagine in Sawston, but just say you were in your garden and you heard the horrible, loud, nasty roar of a lion, what would you do? Put your hands up. What would you do? Put your hands up. Vinod? You'd run. That's the right answer. You'd run away from the lion so you wouldn't become its lunch. You would be frightened and you'd find somewhere safe to hide. You'd look for something to shield you from the lion's big teeth, wouldn't you? You would. Well, God has said he is the judge and he will judge his people for their sins. And that is a warning. It's like a lion roaring. And what we must do is find a shield. Now, I've got a shield. Here's a shield. Do you think this shield is what I'm talking about? Would this shield protect me from him? It wouldn't. And it wouldn't protect me from God either. There's only one shield that will protect us from the roar of the lion. It was the same for Amos and people of Israel as it is for us. And it is this. It is the shield of faith. Faith in a God who is compassionate and loving and will rescue. And if I believe that, I will live like that. Now we have Jesus and he has died to rescue us. But if we step away from Jesus, who is our shield, then we're in danger from the roar of the lion. But if we stay close to Jesus and we live the way he wants us to live, then we have heard the warning and the shield will protect us from the lion who will judge us. Now, this is a hard message to hear. Nobody wants to hear that they're going to be punished. But if you've heard that you're going to be punished and you can escape that punishment by having a shield, will you take that shield? Well, I hope you will. Amos says to us this morning, be warned. The lion has roared. You should be frightened. Now respond to God's warning. How do you do that? Well, you trust in Jesus. You stay close to Jesus. You listen to him and do what he says. That means you need to read your Bibles. And you must think that it matters how you live. It does matter how you live. Okay, I hope you've heard the warning. Remember the lion. Trust in the shield. Let me pray for us as we finish. Thank you that in the past you warned your people. We're sorry, Lord, that they did not heed that warning and were punished. Please help us, rescued and chosen people, to listen to your warning and to have faith in Jesus. And we ask it for his name's sake. Amen.